Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Life Hackers, the show that's going to have you life hacking your way through existence like an all-chemical guru of the material plane. Is that too much?
Maybe a little bit.
I'm Sarah Damagy.
And I'm Kerr Drummond. And we have a great show lined up for you with life hacks ranging from the sublime through the vomit-inducing to the absolute genius.
We have debate, the latest news stories, and a very special celebrity guest joining us to dissect our life hacks and share theirs.
Look at us with our new podcast.
I know. We're constrained in a studio environment.
I know.
This is unusual.
I can't hear seagulls or anything.
Nothing.
That's weird, isn't it?
You're a man of the sea.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about our new podcast.
Me too.
And all of these life hacks, because we've spent so long on the road discussing these weird and wonderful things, haven't we?
We have, yeah. Some weirder than others, of course.
Which we can't discuss now, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll save that for another time.
I think there might be, with you and me involved, there might be a few weird ones, but hopefully a few wonderful ones too.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And I think they're going to be related to our lives as well, because, as you know, I've just popped out a baby.
Well done.
Well, actually, I didn't pop one out. It came out the sunroof.
Did he?
He did. He came out the sunroof.
What? Like a hen on a hen do. Out of a limousine.
Exactly. Woohoo! I'm out.
So, little Oliver.
Little
Ollie. Welcome to the world.
So a whole new world has opened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have been looking into life hacks to do with motherhood.
Okay.
And I have found an amazing life hack.
Is this going to bore me senseless?
Well, it may do. But it's leading somewhere.
Right.
I have something in my bag.
Okay. Yeah. I trust you because I think you wouldn't even tell me it unless you thought I was going to be a little bit interested.
Well, exactly.
So I'm intrigued. Go on.
So basically, there's a new smart breast pump. Breast pumping is messy. It's weird. It's strange. But this is a new smart breast pump. It's invisible. I could be wearing it now and you wouldn't know.
An invisible breast pump.
It's invisible. You just put it on under your bra. It's very discreet. Doesn't make any noises.
Right. Because is that what they normally make? That noise?
Yeah, it makes this noise.
Why is that? Is it to make you think that you're at a dairy farm or something and, you know, to coax the milk out?
You feel like a cow.
And how do you feel about that? What, with you being vegan and all?
Well, I'm not very happy about it, actually. But lots of vegans go vegan when they're breastfeeding. Do you know that?
I didn't
know that. Because they do feel like, oh my God, imagine if someone took my baby away from me right now, strapped me onto a machine and took all my milk.
Yeah.
That's what happens to cows.
I'd have thought that the fact that your baby's surviving solely on your milk would make you appreciate just how important milk is.
Yeah, but they take their babies away from them, Drummond.
What, the cows?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same, is it?
They cry. They go, ooh, ooh, they cry.
So has it strengthened your desire to be vegan, do you think?
I think it has. And also, it's got me thinking, like, Drummond, would you drink dog milk?
What?
Would you drink dog milk? No, it's a genuine question. Would you drink dog milk?
If I was starving and there was nothing else to drink and I needed an instant hit of protein, I'd be drinking some dog milk, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah. But so, don't get me wrong, if I saw a German Shepherd mum, you know, suckling some puppies, I don't think I'd be pushing the puppies out of the way to get out of teat. You know?
No, exactly. But what? Okay, so, but cow milk and dog milk,
yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I haven't tasted either of them. No, well, I have. Of course I have.
But you've tasted cow milk.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Surely someone's done some research over the years. In the thousands of years that we've been drinking cow milk, somebody must have compared cow milk to dog milk and gone, do you know what? I think we'll go with the cow milk.
Yeah, but why?
Exactly.
I want to know why.
I think because it tastes better. And it's probably better for you.
No, but we don't know that. And do you know what? I think we're weirded out by milk from other species, but we're the only species to drink milk from another species.
But we're also the only species that can talk to each other properly and that can, you know, invent stuff that's useful. You know, that's a dreadful argument,
no,
isn't it? We're the only species that drinks milk from another animal, yeah. But we're also the only species that does lots of other amazing things.
Well, that's true. But if that is the case, why would you be weirded out by one animal and not another animal?
You've got a point. I tell you what, though, I'm not surprised that this has happened, but it's obvious what's going on here. We're on podcast episode one and you're trying to convert me to veganism.
Well, actually, I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
You and Piers Morgan.
I'm not doing veganuary or whatever you call it.
Well, you and Piers Morgan, you're cut from the same cloth.
No, no we're not.
You're anti Greg sausage rolls. You're anti dog milk. I have got in my bag some freshly pumped breast milk. And I've got a challenge for you, Drummond.
I'm getting this
out now for the listeners. It's in a Tommy teepee. I'm going to take a photo of this. I am going to challenge you to...
Please don't do this.
...to taste human milk.
You've come today to our first ever recording of a podcast with a bottle of your own milk for me to try. That's where you think is an appropriate place to start this?
Yes, I do think it's a highly appropriate place to start this. And I'm going to take a photo of you.
Oh, brilliant.
Come on. Are you going to do it or not? You've got to taste it. You don't have to taste it out the...
What will it prove if I do it? Apart from shutting you up, which is very, very attractive as a prospect, believe me.
Well, I'm quite interested in this. But I am interested in the whole debate, the vegan debate, yes. But I'm also interested, why is it that we're brainwashed to say, oh, cow milk's all right, dog milk's not all right. Oh, my God, human milk, can't take that.
Yeah, but
that's milk from your own species.
Have you thought about the consequences of this, though? Because if I think this is delicious... You know, then before you know it, there'll be loads of mums lined up in a shed somewhere on a farm. Won't there?
Listen, I'm not filming at the moment. I could do with the money. We can work something out.
God.
So come on.
So you want me to drink your breast milk?
Yes. From the bottle, obviously.
Have you had a review from little Oliver? Has he given you some feedback on how it tastes?
He's thriving. He's a thriving boy. But you know, some people... I don't know. Stop trying to avoid it anyway.
I've never had breast milk before.
No, but some people...
Well, I must have done, of course. I can hear my mum sat somewhere...
Were you breastfed?
...going, yes, you have. But, not for a while.
Do you know this is supposed to be a magical thing? Some people think it cures disease.
It's the elixir of life, isn't it?
It could quite well be.
Okay. Is it alcoholic?
No.
Because...
Do you want to mix it with some alcohol? Would that make it easier?
A lot easier.
Because there is a bar out there.
There is, yeah.
No, I think you should taste it neat.
So how does one go about drinking breast milk? I mean, you're not expecting me to put that bottle in my mouth and guzzle it back.
No, because my son's mouth is going to be on that. And even though I'm going to sterilise it,
you're worried I might catch something off me.
But here, look, you can drink it like a
mouth. You know that bit before you're sick where all the saliva you've ever produced just suddenly appears in your mouth? You know, that when you were 15 at school and you were drinking vodka because you thought it was cool, but you really didn't like it, and then you were almost instantly sick. It's kind of like that, isn't it?
No, but look, you and Piers Morgan need to start drinking breast milk.
Why are you comparing me to Piers Morgan? I'm nothing like the guy.
Come on, have a drink.
It's because you had a fight with him on his show, isn't it? Is this your weird way of getting back?
I didn't fight with him, come on. Oh. Right.
What is it? Hold on, let me have a look at it. Is it lumpy?
Bloody cheek. If I've got lumpy milk.
Should I smell it or is that going to make me feel sick?
Oh, don't. You're making me feel sick.
Why? Have you drunk it?
No.
What do you mean? You can't expect me to drink your breast milk when you haven't even tried it yourself.
I've got almond milk in the fridge. Come on.
Has your other half tried it? What? If he's not tried it, why should
yes,
I?
Yes, he has. He's tried it.
And what did he say?
He said it's delicious.
Of course he said that.
Go on.
Right, okay, here goes. Oh, are you prepared for this? Because I might vomit.
I hope you do.
Do you need me to... I'm not finishing it.
No, you don't need to finish. Just taste like...
Okay, here goes.
Okay, come on then.
Podcast episode one, Care Drinks Sarah's Breast Milk.
Oh my God. I can't believe you just did that.
I can't believe I just did that either. Do you know...
Don't you
Don't finish it off.
I'm tempted to finish it off. You know me. I've never left a drink unfinished in my life. How much is in there? Come on. I would finish it, but it would freak you out, so I'm not going to. Do you know, it wasn't actually that bad. It didn't really taste of anything. Maybe my palate's gone after years of abuse.
Oh, God, I can't believe you actually just did that.
It's not so bad. I think you should try it yourself now, to be honest.
Oh, God, why? Go I'm
on.
Already... Oh.
I can't believe you haven't tried it. Come on.
Only if Imogen tries it.
It's kind of there's a weird cycle going on, though. If you've produced it and then you've drunk it, what happens to it? Where does it go? Does your body go, oh, that's some of us? Don't get rid of that out the back passage. Pop it back into her boobs.
That makes me feel sick just to... I can't believe you've drunk that.
Why did you bring it in if you weren't expecting me to...
I don't know. I just thought I'd try.
And you didn't expect me to say
yes. I didn't expect you to actually do it.
Well, I did.
Well, that's impressive. Okay, fine. I didn't expect you to do it. Fair play, Drummond.
Thank you very much.
And I'm pleased it...
I'm not... I mean, I was just about to say, we don't have to tell anyone about this, do we?
Well...
But it's a bit late for that.
It's a bit late for that.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, and it actually doesn't taste of a great deal, which is probably why we're busy drinking cow milk, which is delicious, and not human milk.
But I can taste the cow in cow milk.
Can you?
Ugh.
What does cow taste like?
Oh, just this horrible sort of farmy manure.
So how do you feel about goat's milk?
Anything. But I just think, look, I should be able to go straight to the tea and not feel freaked out about it. And I think, who is the first person that... found out about drinking cow milk? They were into some weird stuff.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You know?
Well, it's weird to a vegan, isn't it? Look, there are plenty of people out there who are busy now guzzling back some of their partner's breast milk, I'm sure. So
yes,
if you've
exactly.
tried it, give us a shout and let us know what you think.
Yeah, exactly. Have you tasted breast milk? Are you weirded out by drinking dog milk? Have you tasted any weird species?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there are some husbands out there, or partners, that drink their other half's breast milk on a regular basis.
On the reg. Yeah. Breast milk on the reg. But anyway,
you're
smart
shocked,
breast pump.
You're shocked, aren't you? You're speechless because you weren't expecting me to do that.
I think the reality of it now, just seeing you slug it back and act like it was nothing. Mm. Wow.
You have reminded me of why we're discussing this, though, because was there not a certain someone that was photographed in the news with a couture breast milk pump or something?
Yes, Rachel McAdams. Did you see the photo?
I did. She's one of my favourites.
Is she?
Yeah.
Quite a few favourites.
No, come on now.
Only one.
I mean, top five.
Oh, top five?
I think she gets into fifth or fourth.
Really?
Yeah. Ever since Wedding Crashers. Remember that Coldplay song as she's hiding outside the bedroom door? In her gym jams.
No, I'm sorry, drummers. You're talking about.
All right, you were too busy being cool somewhere, probably, weren't you?
So, what did you think of this breast pump pig? I mean, what do you think of breast pumping as somebody that you've not had a baby yet?
Nope. See, I hadn't really considered it until I saw that photograph.
Yeah.
And then I've always thought breast pumping, you kind of did in an emergency.
Right.
Like if. You knew you were going to have to
get out the breast pump.
You know, if you knew you were going to have to be away from the baby for a while and he's going to need some breast milk.
Yeah.
But actually, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's useful because it means you don't have to get your boob out all the time to feed him if you're at lunch or dinner or whatever on a public place. I know that there's nothing wrong with doing that, and that's a whole new argument. So don't
be careful. You back off, Drummond.
Don't jump down my throat. I think you should be able to do it wherever you want. But it means that you don't have to, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true.
If you're
but my baby
a lot.
Won't take the bottle.
Right.
So I have to do him banana smoothies with breast milk. So he eats from a spoon.
Oh, he's very picky, isn't he?
He's very picky.
Yeah.
Very picky. But yeah,
So you mean to tell me that your own baby doesn't drink your breast milk, but you came in today
and thought...
No,
he drinks it, but only from the boob.
No wonder you've got extra. You've got surplus, haven't you? Oh, Carol, drink that. Take that to work. Carol, have that.
So, but you can see now, did you see what that breast pump looked like?
Yeah.
I know it's on one of your top five.
Yeah.
But it was quite large, wasn't it?
It was, yes. And is that the invisible one?
No.
Right, okay. No,
the invisible one is the smart one. You just slot it into your bra and you're away. And you can carry on walking around, doing your stuff.
But doesn't it make your boobs much, much bigger? Because, and you know, I'm not going to point any fingers here, but most people don't need much help in that you know, a lot of pregnant people or having just had a baby, those who are breastfeeding perhaps wouldn't need much help in that department anyway.
Shall I just let you keep digging that hole?
But surely it's, you know.
Yeah, well, so what? So your boobs look a bit bigger.
Mm.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Big
nothing,
deal.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Is there?
So that is my number one life hack of the moment. It's
right.
a smart breast pump.
I've got to say, it was a very strange place to start, Sarah, but it hopefully gives the viewers a feel for where we're going with things.
They can't see us.
No.
This is we're in studio.
And where do we go from here? I mean, and I didn't realise, you know, that life hacks meant you were going to dare me to do something.
Should we do dares as part of this podcast?
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should invite our listeners to suggest said dares.
Oh.
But they have to be of a life hack theme, perhaps.
Yes, and not too weird, guys.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, don't have us drinking each other's breast milk, for example.
No,
that would
exactly,
be really weird.
Because that would just be really weird.
So,
that's my number one.
Okie dokie.
I think that could be the winning life hack this week, unless you've got something that's going to surprise me.
Well, I'm not going to have you drinking anything you don't want to drink, all right?
Glad about that.
So we'll be back in a minute with my first life hack after a little break.
Hi, I'm Anna Williamson from Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast. If you haven't listened to my series yet, please do come on in. It is all about parenting from an emotional and mental health perspective. And believe me, we delve deep into the real, honest feelings, warts and all.
You know, the problem is, I think so many people are so scared, including myself, of sometimes showcasing those dark days because the immediate reaction is he safe to be a father?
So please do subscribe, come on board. It's Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast with me, Anna Williamson, and all of my very, very special guests. You can access it on Acast, your Apple Podcasts, or however else you get your podcasts.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, my first life hack is a little bit different to yours, Sarah.
Okay, that's
However,
not surprising.
It has been inspired by current affairs in a similar fashion. Obviously, you'll be aware of the disaster that occurred at Gatwick Airport over the Christmas period. With
yes.
The drone.
I was away and I was flying back into Gatwick and I was like, oh my God, please. That was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Were you flying back into Gatwick?
Yeah.
What, around that time?
Yeah.
Right, it wasn't you then.
It wasn't. Yeah.
What a rubbish state of affairs that would be if you'd planned your holiday, you paid for it all, you'd been looking forward to it for months and then it was ruined by some idiot flying a drone.
Did they ever find them?
I think they accused the wrong people, didn't they?
They did, those poor people.
Yeah. But they got a good payoff, though.
Did they?
Well, you must do if you get wrongly accused for something like that, surely.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, I'd hope so. But it made me think of holidays past, and I don't go on holiday very much, actually.
No, you don't. I'm always telling you to go on holiday more.
I'm one of those annoying people that likes to complain about never going on holiday rather than actually booking one.
Yes.
But you may remember a couple of years ago, I did go on a holiday to Mexico.
You did?
Because we were filming Coast Free Country at the time.
We were.
I was particularly stressed, which is, that's probably why, because I was working on Coast Free Country with you. But I remember in the lead up to that holiday, I was really stressed out. Yes. And then I got given a holiday. Do you remember?
You did, because you sold some kitchens or something.
I did, yeah. I got given this all expenses paid holiday.
You won a competition for kitchen selling.
Basically. And I got sent away to Mexico.
You did.
To one of those swanky all-inclusive places just north of Tulum. Yeah. And I remember on the way there, I went with my ex-girlfriend and I remember chatting to her. We were both pretty stressed out. I said, the first thing I'm going to do when I get there is I'm going to go for a massage.
Yeah. You know,
that'll be nice. That'll chill me out. So sure enough, first day on holiday, and there's a moral to this story, so bear with me.
Okay.
First day on holiday, we're having a nice drink by the pool and a lady from the resort walks up to us and says, hello, do either of you want a massage? So, of course, we jumped on the opportunity.
Yeah.
She says, we've got a special offer on today. We're actually training up a couple of blind masseurs. Now, is it masseur? I hope it's not masseuse. One's pornographic, one's not.
What?
It's a masseur, isn't it? It
what?
Is. She said, we're training up a couple of blind masseurs today, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember my ex-girlfriend, but she was all over that. And she said, oh, yes, I've heard about them, the blind masseurs. I've heard about them. They're meant to be amazing because obviously they can't see, so they're much better with their hands.
That is true.
I guess that's the
logic.
But
my blind masseur, he kept burping.
You had a blind masseur?
I've had a couple of blind masseurs.
Your very own blind masseur?
Yeah.
He kept burping.
He kept burping while he was giving me a massage in Cambodia. He was really amazing.
Well, the burp would put you off.
But the burping kept putting me... I'm wondering if he had some sort of burping disorder.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, very strange. Sorry, carry on.
Sorry. Thanks for that. So, yes, we jumped all over that opportunity.
Right.
And it was one of those swanky hotels. So
you keep saying swank.
Well, I know.
Stop showing
well,
off.
Well, I'm not showing off because I hadn't paid for it. But I was shocked because it was about $400 for two massages, right?
So, what?
And they said, the woman said, we only accept cash, which I thought was a bit weird. So we had to go off to the cash point. And I remember taking out $400, right?
You did not.
And yeah.
For a massage.
$200 each.
You're
joking. Well, I hadn't played for the hotel. So
you would...
Anyway,
Tremend.
All right. But it's important that you know that I'd taken out all that money because we then had about an hour to kill between meeting this woman and the actual massage. So what did we do? What does anybody do when you've got an hour to kill on holiday? We got absolutely smashed on frozen margaritas by the pool. Okay?
Yes.
Then our allotted time came up. We went for a massage. I passed out, as you do.
Yeah.
And then the massage apparently was very good. I woke up, I felt very relaxed, but it's probably got something to do with the fact that I'd slept for about an hour. And then we went to pay. Right?
Right.
And it was only at that stage that I realised I didn't have my wallet or the cash anymore. Right?
Okay, I think I know where you're going.
I think you know where I'm going with this. So I've just had a massage from a blind masseur and suddenly I've lost my wallet and my cash.
Right.
What would anybody else do in that situation? Tell me, come on, please. Because I felt bad about it ever since.
First of all, nobody would be monkey enough to draw out $400 for a massage from trainee blind masseurs, number one. And number two, yeah, I would presume that perhaps it had been stolen by
there you go.
Said masseur.
See, so it's not just me.
No.
So I was in the right to jump up and down screaming and waving my hands in front of their eyes going, they're not blind. They're not blind. Look, he flinched.
Did he flinch?
No. I'm pretty certain they were blind.
Oh, God.
So it was a really embarrassing affair. I accused somebody of not being blind when they obviously were.
Oh, my God.
And as it happens, I just had my money and my wallet nicked while I was in the pool. Right.
Oh, well, it's because you were drinking.
No, it's because I got robbed.
It's
you sound
you
like
drunk.
My mum.
It's because you were drunk.
So this leads on to my life hack. We got there in the end.
Yes.
My life hack, and you may have seen this before, is when you're on holiday, if you don't want to drag a bag around with you the whole time, but you need somewhere to put your wallet and your phone and maybe some keys or your hotel room key, is to empty out an old sun lotion bottle.
Right.
Chop the top off it. So you've got a removable lid that allows you to get everything in. And
right.
then you can slide that top back on.
Ooh.
And it looks just like a sun lotion bottle. But in fact, it's got your wallet and your $400 and your hotel room key and everything that's ever meant anything to you.
It's nice.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I like that one.
See?
But not an expensive bottle.
No. No.
Like a, you know. An Asda Zone
or
something.
Of course, you'll be using like Clinique or something, won't you? Or whatever these fancy TV people use. I'm talking about your average Boots. What do they call it? What's the brand? Saltan or something.
Yeah, get a Saltan bottle.
Get a Saltan bottle. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Will you tweet a picture of that as well?
I will.
To see that in action.
Yeah.
I still think mine's a better life hack though.
Well, You would say that, wouldn't you? However, if my life hack had been used on that occasion, it would have prevented a lot of discomfort and embarrassment for everyone.
It would have.
I wouldn't have had to accuse the blind guy of not being blind.
No. And you did wave your hands in front of his eyes for real.
Mm.
That's horrendous.
I went on a Jeep. I hired a Jeep for the day and got pulled over by the police, in inverted commas, and had to pay $750 to them.
they just saw you coming in Mexico.
I'm never going back. Never going back.
That'll teach you getting a
So that's why I don't go on holiday, folks.
So coming up next, I'm so excited about this, Kerr.
Mm, me too.
Because this is a person who, quite frankly, I was obsessed with.
Don't even go there, because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get the words out. Because she might well be my first love.
Everyone's first love. I know you're dying to do it. Go on.
It's only Jet from Gladiators.
It's Jet from Gladiators.
Hello.
Diane.
Gladiators ready.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many times I practiced your thigh guitar? The hair flick and the thigh guitar.
How are you anyway? Are you well?
I'm really good. I'm envious of Sarah's hair, though, because you can do the Jet hair flick far better than I can these days.
Impossible. So, Diane, you have moved into, well, you're still really into your fitness, I know, and nutrition, but you've moved into, you're really the epitome of mind, body, spirit, aren't you? Because you work in psychotherapy, you've got all this amazing knowledge, so you're the perfect person to talk to about life hacks.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'd like to think. Because all the practical stuff like the duvet flip and putting a ribbon on your suitcase and all those wonderful practical things that we can all do as lovely simple hacks. But of course, I thought about it and thought, mine's a little bit deeper than that because, I'm a psychotherapist. Since I had an accident on Gladiators, which is why I walked away from it. And I just kind of reframed my life and thought, I've always been interested in the mind. What is the mind? What makes us think of the past, be present, and think about the future? What's this amazing part of the brain that does that? So I just decided I would go back and finally study the mind. And it was really the root of my favourite life hack, actually, which I had to use quite a bit over the last sort of 5 to 10 years. But in the last couple of years, as my dad was nearing the end of his time with us. And that's a bit grim, but it really, really helped me. And I did it every morning.
Wow.
I bet people are going, what is it?
Yes, please.
What is this life hack? Tell us.
Yeah. You know, when you wake up some mornings, and my natural disposition on the morning in particular is I'm quite happy. I've got a really nice, happy default setting, which I'm not complaining about. I love the mornings. What I was doing, I thought, you're not getting out of bed, Diane, today, and you're not letting your feet touch the floor until you leave this bed with a smile, your normal kind of setting. And so one day I just put my hand just beneath my navel. It gets sorted. It's not sorted at all.
Steady
and I put one hand on my diaphragm.
Yeah. Oh, God, Kerr's getting excited. Be careful, Diane.
So Jet's lying in bed. With her, and then hand near the navel.
I apologise profusely for my co-hosts.
And one hand on my diaphragm. That's just below your ribs where you breathe.
Yeah.
And I thought, just lift. Five things that literally light up your heart, that you're really, really grateful for. They don't have to be with labels or expensive things. And I thought, first thing I thought, obviously, was the presence of my dad, just an amazing person. My mum's lovely velvety skin. Does that sound odd? She's got beautiful, she's 84, and she's got this beautiful skin. It's like velvet.
Aww.
Yeah. I thought, I can feel the edges of my mouth beginning to lift a little bit.
Well,
and
maybe your mum could call in with a life hack to do with her beautiful velvety skin. Oh, must be a trick there.
You know, she's just a basic. She's of that generation where it's just really, really basic. And, there's a lot to be said for that. Mm. And it's like high performance fluids and things. It's just, I think she's done, and good nutrition and a happy soul. So I guess there's a little bit of that may have come through me from her.
Yeah.
And so I thought of dad and I thought of her. And then, one of the most basic ones is hot running water. I know, it's just bizarre, but we take for granted that we can, one, turn a tap on, we've got clean water, And let alone when you're getting cold or you need a wash or you wash your clothes, warm water.
Because exactly. Sometimes,
do you know, if we really do take that sort of stuff for granted. So that's three of my five. What about yourself?
Ooh. Well, do you know what? It's interesting you say this because I actually do this. If I go through a stressful time or I'm a Ms. Hog, I write down 10 things I'm grateful for. Like I email it to myself.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I literally list things. And sometimes if you're really down, it can be something simple. Oh, I'm so glad I'm alive. Yeah, I'm alive in the world. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm breathing. This is something to be grateful for.
And what can be that bad? You know, you do the negative reframe of it. And say, well, actually, what can be that bad? What can stop everything today? Nothing. You're alive, you're breathing, and it is. And it's a big, big positive reframe. I like that one as well. I'm alive, I'm breathing.
I'm alive. Yeah, that's something to be grateful for, right? What are you grateful for today, Kerr?
Oh, lots of things.
Give us one.
I'm speaking to Jet from Gladiators.
I'm so grateful
for
that.
Isn't it?
But I just do that five, and I literally don't let myself move until I can feel the corners of my lips turning up, and I get that little warm, fuzzy glow just in the heart of my chest that makes me go, oh, yeah, I am so, so fortunate. And it is so easy to forget that with everything that comes at us in today's world, I guess.
It doesn't take long, does it? What's that, 30 seconds, a minute perhaps of your day spent looking after yourself and setting yourself off for the day ahead?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And remember, it's like a photo of a negative. With your AOG, imagine if it wasn't there, just how empty your life would be. And it just literally can be the simplest of things, like somebody's smile, somebody's kindness. And for me, hot running water. It's quite a long story behind that, but I'm so grateful for that.
I tell you what, Sarah, this is a seriously good life hack that we've just been introduced to here. It's almost going to make our two that we've just chatted about look slightly silly, isn't it?
Possibly. But this is why I like the idea of this podcast, because we do have such a range of life hacks. I mean, this is going to help lots of people if they start to do that, because there's lots of scientific studies as well, isn't there, Diane, that if you start off the day with gratitude, positive things do happen to people with that attitude of gratitude.
That's right. The big AOG.
The big AOG. Love it. Do you know, I'm so inspired by that. I love the AOG, but I do have another job for you, Diane.
Go on.
Can I call you Jet?
Yes!
So, Jet, we need you to judge our life hacks and crown the winner of this week's podcast.
God, that's so difficult, actually. They're both really good. And Kerr, I'm actually, because we are obviously 50% limited of the population. So,
yes.
Do you know what? On this occasion, I'm going to do the life hack of Kerr because only because I know that one. Because I like to go, well, I surf very badly. I just pretend I look good on a board.
I bet you do.
I'm picturing it right now, Diane.
No, honestly. But that whole thing of having stuff on the beach, particularly got your car keys.
Exactly. And you don't want to. Big bag full of stuff either, do you?
No, not at all. Gosh. But you know what people are going to start doing now, though, is running around beaches sort of picking up people.
Yeah, see now, God, you may have won now, Kerr, but everyone that sees you by the pool now is going to nick your
I know.
Your suntan bottle. It's a bitter victory for you.
I'm so sorry, just because it's more inclusive, I guess.
I'll have to go to the beach with dozens of bottles of sun lotion just so there's half a chance that they won't get the one with the valuables in. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to use that one. I take your tip. That's wonderful. That's a life hack. Thank you very much.
So, Diane, just to be clear, who is this week's winner?
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, Diane. I still love you.
Well,
thank you so much for joining us and making me the first ever loser of a Life Hacker podcast.
Yeah. And I think our next guest has got a lot to live up to. So what an amazing place to start. That was a cracking life hack that you gave us. And it's
thank
one I'm going to try tomorrow myself.
And we are going to put that tomorrow. You are going to be on our AOG list yourself. So thank you so much.
Yeah. You've made dreams come true today.
You have?
Thank you.
Shall we give Diane, Jet from Gladiators, a round of applause, please? Thank you very much.
And wasn't she lovely?
She's amazing. I can't believe I've just spoken to Jet from The Gladiators. Honestly, I can still do the thigh guitar thing.
I'm going to be honest here. I do mean it. I can see who you model your look on. You do look a bit like her, don't you? And do you know
you
what?
You squint.
Her real name, Diane,
yes.
I didn't think would suit her because, you know, to go from Jet to Diane, that's quite a transition, isn't it? But, and to look at her, you know, in her gladiator's days.
In her glory.
In her gladiator's days, she doesn't look like a Diane. However, having spoken
gladiators.
To her, she's definitely a Diane. She's lovely.
She's so lovely and clever.
Can we have her on every week?
We're obsessed with Jet.
We are. And it was a cracking life hack.
The attitude of gratitude, the big AOG, amazing life hack.
Amazing life hack. If there's one life hack from today's show that all our listeners should employ, it's that one, I think.
It is, actually.
So have a try at that one. And why not have a stab at the other two as well? Maybe not the breast pump, unless you've got breasts, but certainly the sun lotion one that won the show, by the way. I think
it's just because she felt sorry for you.
Yeah, and it worked, didn't it?
And it worked.
No one likes a sore loser, okay? Ugh. That makes it 1-0 to me, doesn't it? So I look forward to seeing what you come back with next week.
Mine was the best. I'm so annoyed.
Well, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't the winner. The winner was Care Drummond's Sun Lotion Valuables Life Hack.
But okay? I just, listeners, want you to notice how he won, okay? All right.
And for more Jedi mind tricks and more life hacks, tune in next week, folks.
So they can get in touch with us, can't they, Drummond?
They can. They can email us, lifehackerspod@gmail.com.
And we'd love to hear your life hacks. We're going to start reading out the best life hack or the weirdest life hack of the week, right?
Yep.
So we need your life hacks, and we might even give you a call if you put your number in and you're super interesting.
Yeah, we might. You can also tweet us, #lifehackerspod.
Yes.
Or you can contact either Sarah or myself.
Yep, I'm @SarahDamagey on Instagram and on Twitter, and Drummo.
I'm @Care_Drummond on Twitter and @Care.Drummond on Instagram. So please get in touch. And thank you very, very much for listening to our very first episode.
We love you, life hackers.
Keep life hacking, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.